Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our attention to Rollins Inc., a leading provider of pest control services through its flagship brand, Orkin, and other subsidiaries. Rollins operates globally, serving both residential and commercial customers with a focus on safety, reliability, and customer service. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the pest control and service industries. Let's dive in.
Rollins, Inc. has built a strong reputation in the pest control industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in service delivery and market expansion?
Risk aversion plays a significant role in Rollins' decision-making, especially in how they manage their service delivery and expand into new markets. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential risks, such as maintaining a strong focus on established markets and services that have a proven track record. While this conservative approach helps protect the company from potential losses, it may also limit their ability to explore new opportunities or innovate in service offerings. The availability heuristic is another key factor where Rollins might rely on recent experiences or highly publicized incidents to guide their decision-making, potentially leading to an overemphasis on certain risks or opportunities based on their immediate relevance rather than long-term trends.
This focus on minimizing risk and relying on proven strategies has helped Rollins maintain a stable and reliable business, appealing to investors who value consistency and low volatility in their investments.
Exactly. Rollins' conservative approach to risk management and their reliance on established service models have built a strong reputation for reliability and customer satisfaction in the pest control industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new markets to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Rollins, Inc. As a service provider that interacts with a diverse customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Rollins, Inc., given their broad customer base and the need to provide inclusive and effective services across different regions and communities. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating diverse perspectives, which is essential for understanding and meeting the needs of various customer demographics. A diverse workforce can help Rollins develop more effective and culturally sensitive service strategies, leading to improved customer satisfaction and loyalty. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are definitely considering DEI as an important factor, especially in service-oriented industries like pest control, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Rollins not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and customer-focused pest control solutions. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving long-term growth and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Rollins operates in a competitive and regulated service industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Rollins' ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the pest control industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with investing in new technologies or expanding into new markets. Risk aversion might make Rollins cautious about adopting untested technologies or entering unfamiliar markets, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in an industry that is increasingly driven by technological advancements and customer expectations. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, regulatory changes, and technological innovations to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for Rollins, especially as they face competition from both traditional pest control companies and newer, more tech-driven service providers. Their ability to navigate these challenges is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Rollins' success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established service models, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
And unlike Rentokil or Ecolab, which have a broader focus on international markets and diversified services, Rollins' strength lies in its emphasis on customer satisfaction and reliability, which has allowed it to build a strong market presence in the pest control industry.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Rollins, the focus on reliability and customer satisfaction provides a unique value proposition in the pest control and service industries.
To sum up, Rollins, Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their service delivery strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Rollins' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narrative.